Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Friday, March 8th, and we are here trying to help you navigate your financial journey wherever that leads you. So the way we can help you is by you checking out our website, jillonmoney.com. And while you're there in the upper right-hand corner, there is a Contact Us button. All you need to do is just click on that button, complete the form, and also let us know if you would like to join us on the air live. Now, on the website, there's all sorts of stuff. There is a beautiful link to our video show, Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. And we love this program. It's so much fun. It's great to be on video with you guys. And we're very grateful to the folks at The Compound, downtown Josh Brown and Michael Batnick and all the folks who get that program on the air. It's really great. And they've got wonderful content as well. So you should check out their show, The Compound and Friends, Animal Spirits, and more. Also on our website, you will see a link where you can join Jill on Money Live. This is our subscription service, $35 for the 12 months after you sign up. And it's a really interesting way to be participating in our content because these are live webinars. Our next one is with Cal Newport. He is so interesting. He's a productivity expert. He's got a new book coming out, and that webinar is coming up on March 19th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can only join us if you are a member of Jill on Money Live. So you know what? I think for $35, it's a great deal. Okay, now on to the show for today. This was a big week for me on television. I did 3 hits in a row. The first one was about the scrapped merger of the airlines, JetBlue and Spirit. I'm not sure that impacts you all that much, but you probably have great interest in when credit card companies are whacked on the knuckles. And that's what the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau did when they said they would cap credit card late fees to $8. By the way, the average late fee right now on a credit card bill, $32. And then yesterday, I went on the air to discuss a Social Security scam that is so vast that the Social Security Administration put this huge alert out. And I really want to highlight it because there are so many people that are falling for these scams. So first, here's the hit with Nate Burleson from CBS Mornings about the new cap on credit card late fees.
We might have some good news for you. The Biden administration announced a new rule yesterday limiting most credit card late fees to no more than $8 a month. Right now, the average cost for an overdue payment is $32. Banks take in a lot of the money with these late fees, an estimated $14 billion. That's just in 2022. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is here to tell us how you can save money under this new rule. Good morning. How you doing?
You're doing well.
All right. So they are announcing that there will be a cap of $8 in late fees. But if you read the fine print, there might be some wiggle room with that
amount. Yeah, this is from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and the CFPB did a study, and they looked at large credit card issuers, and that means they had more than 1 million accounts. And they said, okay, what's the average cost to recoup these outstanding debts? And they said, it's not $32, it's $8. Mm. And that's why they chose $8. However, in the fine print, as you note, if the card issuer can prove it costs more than $8, they got to prove it, they can be more than $8 charges. So that's going to be interesting to see how it's implemented. And this rule goes into effect probably around June 1st. We don't know exactly yet, but it'll be sometime in the late springtime.
So what's one of the direct impacts on consumers?
Absolutely. So let me just be clear about this. We talked about these billion-dollar numbers. I want to break it down a little bit. So CFPB says this will amount to $10 billion after the rule goes into effect annually. And I think that that's important because I want to break it down. There are 45 million people who pay these late charges. So it's about $220 per person. Do you want to get excited? Don't. Why? Because there will be lawsuits challenging this rule. And I want to be clear about that because that is already being spoken about. And also, by the way, the Supreme Court is challenging the CFPB in total as a separate action. So I'm not sure this is going to happen immediately.
Does this rule address credit card interest?
It does not. And by the way, credit card interest rates have almost doubled in the past 10 years. It does allow these high interest rates to persist. This just addresses those late charges that are assessed by the large card issuers.
All right. So the Biden administration also is creating a new task force that will address unfair and illegal pricing on things like groceries and also housing services. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So this is called the Strike Force, which is exciting.
The Strike Force.
Yeah, the Strike Force. And it's part of a larger effort by the Biden administration to eliminate junk fees. And we'll see if this comes through with anything meaningful. Department of Justice and FTC are coming together.
Dollar Jill, y'all. Thank you so much.
Okay, so as I said, the next segment really has broad reach, and it's probably a good reminder about how much scam artists are becoming more and more sophisticated. Here is our segment, and again, with Nate Burleson, one of the anchors of CBS Mornings, here is our segment around Social Security-related scams.
In today's Money Watch, we bring you a new warning about Social Security scams. Americans lost more than $126 million to Social Security scammers last year. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is here to help protect you from these scammers, which are getting better and better at their jobs. So, what do people need to look out for when it comes to Social Security scams?
First of all, I want to be clear that one of the reasons this scam is so powerful is that we have tens of millions of people collecting Social Security benefits, and about 40% of these 70 million people are living on this. So this is emotional, and it's powerful. So when you have a scammer who gets in touch with you, you don't know that. You say, oh, someone's calling me from the Social Security Administration. Someone's making contact in some way. Here's what I want you to know. Social Security Administration people will never, ever.
This is key.
They will never contact you via social media. Ever.
Okay.
And this is important. They will not threaten or pressure you to act now. They will not demand you to say, keep this a secret. Don't tell anybody about this. That's a big flag. And also, no one ever can suspend your Social Security number. So, you know, what happens is the scammers create like a problem, some sort of urgency. When you hear that, you've got to be like, uh-oh, guard is up.
Okay, so if you receive a phone call, a text, an email with some of these red flags, what do you do?
I think you really, if you feel yourself getting a little agitated, breathe and really take a deep breath
and
say, wait a
second,
I'm going to disengage from this.
Okay.
Because either you're going to hang up the phone, do not click on any links, do not give any of your personal information. Guard this so closely. This is really important. Don't give anyone your information.
These scammers using AI these days?
This is so scary to me. It should be scary to anybody who's got a lot of a voice or video out there because they are using deep fakes, voice memos, and they're creating family scams. Hey, your mom gets a phone call and says, hey, it's Jill, and it sounds like my voice. She starts giving this guy money over the phone, so be very careful.
Please help me and us spread the word about these scams because, you know, listen, I know scams have been around for hundreds of years. You know, confidence ploys from Charles Ponzi and Bernie Madoff, modern day telemarketing and advanced fee scams. But you know what? The preponderance of crooks seeking to separate you from your money, it's just jaw-dropping. So the current crop of scams is more sophisticated. We have to remain vigilant. We have to guard our information closely. If you think you've been a victim of a scam, please report it immediately at oig.ssa.gov. And also, consider freezing your credit. We've talked about that on this program because when you lock down that credit file, yes, you're locking it down for you if you do need to borrow money, but you lock it down for everyone. If you do need a loan, you can always temporarily unfreeze the credit record. Well, that's it. That is the program. Remember to check out all of the content. I've got a lot of blog posts about the things we talk about every single day on the website, jillonmoney.com. Our music is composed by Joel Goodman. Mark Talercio is our executive producer and king of all things web. And we're distributed by Odyssey. By the way, you can subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Please put your hands on someone's back, either physically or metaphorically. Make sure you have permission if it's physically. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.